It's the Sweet Spot's Big Damn Deal of the Day.
As I looked another page, as I burn another page, I will try to find my place in the Diary of Jane.
Sponsors? Gillespie's Tavern and DFW Security.
Thank you, Jay, and we have a very special guest sitting down with us right now. He is the founder, the CEO of the Savannah Bananas, the creator of Banana Ball. It's the great Jesse Cole. Jesse, how are we doing?
Excited to be with you guys.
So well, let's start with the outfit, because that's the first thing everybody notices.
That's where you want to go. All right, let's go.
We want to start there, yeah. You got the yellow tux. You're always wearing that. You've got the yellow hat. We were wondering if you were going to wear the hat with the headset.
It doesn't work. No.
You tried it out. It looked like you had it working, but the hat had to come off.
Yeah, malfunction. Yes, yes. The yellow tux, that's been over 10-plus years. It's I believe in standing out, being different,
right,
and giving our team permission to have fun. And when your owner's running around in a yellow tuxedo, it gives everyone else permission to get a little crazy.
And as far as the wardrobe goes, I'm sure you have, a handful of these just at the
ready. I have nine yellow
tuxes. Total.
Okay. And over 72 of the yellow top hats.
Okay. I was going to say, I bet the hats probably go through a little bit more wear and tear than the suits.
They were out of business. The only way I kept them, I had to buy 72, which is, you should never spend that much money on hats. I had to do that. So.
That's amazing. Yeah. So I'm curious, though, because you've been very recognizable since Banana Ball has just taken off over the past decade, it feels like. Can you ever just go incognito in your hometown, just put on some sweats and maybe just a gray t-shirt and just...
Things have changed a lot. Yeah, so I don't wear the yellow tuxedo when I'm a dad. We have three amazing kids, but I don't wear it in the airport, but things have changed, even just normal clothes over the last few years. So
do you still get ID'd, though, when you're out and about?
A lot.
Okay.
There was a line at the airport when I was waiting the other day, and I was not wearing any Bananas gear. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense to me, and I'm very appreciative and grateful, but it's been a crazy jump that we've had over the last few years.
So 10 years ago when you started this all, you and your wife, by the way, and it was a huge risk you took, risking everything to do this. Did she push back at all at first? Hey, I don't know if this is going to work out.
And we believed it would work.
Yeah.
And then we sold two tickets and we're failing. And then sleeping on an airbed and grocery shopping with just $30 a week, which is not real food. $30 for 42 meals. But, we just said, get to that first game. Get to that first show. Mm-hmm. Get to the first show. We believed that if we showed people the players having fun and the dancing and the Banana Nanas and the Banana Baby and the breakdancing coach, that they would say, this is something I haven't seen before. And so we just need to get to that date. And once we got to that, things started changing.
And tickets are so hard to come by. My wife and kids, they want to go to a game. They're just can we get some? I'm listen, there's a wait list. It's incredible. And not just, for your home games, but around the country. You're selling out football stadiums.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you would get this far quickly?
Not 5 years ago, but now, I have some big dreams. To see Kyle Field, Texas A&M,
right,
102,000 sell out in an hour. It's just crazy. The Superdome, they told us a couple weeks ago, were the first sports team ever in history to sell out back-to-back nights. And only Taylor Swift and Beyonce and the Rolling Stones. It was crazy. These things, you never imagine that. But yeah, now I'm obsessed with how do we create a better fan experience. So we got a lot of work to do still. We're still in the first inning.
How much do you attribute social media to building the Bananas? Because if I last summer, I think it was, just get on Twitter or Instagram and I see the All-American Rejects playing Fenway Park in a Savannah Bananas game, I'm like, man, this is awesome. And then you just get on there and you'll see the dance routines and everything, just the algorithms. You feel like that has helped build it?
Yeah. So, obviously it's certainly catapulted us to a different level. But, yeah, I think what we do is every night we're focused on doing things people have never seen before in a baseball field. And so, whether there was social media or not, if you're doing that, people are leaving the stadium saying, you wouldn't believe what they did tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps create the marketing. But, yeah, we're constantly thinking of 10 to 15 things every night. And so we just had all of our OTT meetings today, over the top ideas. We're doing some crazy things this week. We're playing another football stadium and the neighborhood new teams are launching. And it's fun. It's fun to do things that I've never done before. It's fun doing things that you might fail at. It's fun trying things. That's exciting for us. I'd get bored if we're doing the same thing over and over again.
Jesse Cole, the founder of the Savannah Bananas, joining us here at the SMU Athletic Forum. And you mentioned, wanting to give the fans a different experience every night. How taxing is it on your players? Because they're ball players first and foremost.
Yeah.
But I know you have a huge team of choreographers and just producers and people that are making this whole event go. How tight is the deadlines to figure out the routine or like
minutes,
figure out the bit?
Minutes before.
Okay.
I mean, it can go, we do rehearsals for hours and hours. I mean, our players, I have so much respect and admiration for them and what they've been able to do. I mean, people don't realize how talented these guys are. I mean, we have, you know, Jackie Bradley Jr. is a full-time player with us. He's a World Series champion, yeah, and all-star. Mm-hmm. We have first-round picks, second-round picks, third-round picks. Numerous guys are in AAA last year, AA, but they're also doing backflip catches and catching the balls between their legs and doing things that are just truly unimaginable. But what's great is, you know, I'm very fortunate. We pay guys three times plus what they're getting paid in the minor leagues, playing 100 less games. They got two games a weekend that we got to go all out. And so today we came up with our ideas on a Tuesday. Then we work on our rehearsals. We work on our writing, our scripting. Wednesday, Thursday, we get to a city. We'll be there at 9, 10 a.m. in the morning for a 7 p.m. game, and we're working on all the routines. Then they're working on their trick plays. It's a lot, but that's how you create fans. You obsess over that.
About 5 years ago, I interviewed a guy named Zach Frongio.
Zach Frongio.
Is he still with you guys?
Oh, yeah. He's our director of entertainment.
All right, I know. I mean, just the amount of work he and his team put in is just wild.
Is unbelievable. And so, yeah, we look, Zach has been with us since our first Banana Ball World Tour. And so I spent the first 100 days with him doing 10 ideas every single day. And so Zach has developed this unbelievable idea, and he can execute at a high level. We say, hey, we got to do this. We got this celebrity coming in, this happening. He, boom, can do it. And all within a two-hour time limit.
Right.
I mean, we've had people get married in the middle of the game and have halftime shows with this clock not stopping and still get the game under 2 hours. Literally on the field.
And that's good for the consumer, too. I mean, if you're a family and you have kids that need to go to bed at a decent time, just the two-hour window is perfect.
You want to leave people wanting more.
Right.
And what people don't realize, that's the key to everything. In baseball, the average game was 3 hours and 12 minutes 5-6 years ago. And so we're obsessed with every night you want to leave them wanting more. And so how do you make it unbelievable all the way going to the end of the night?
That's what we say about our show, too.
Yeah.
Tight 2 hours, keep people wanting more, keep them coming back.
Yeah, I hear you.
This is Jesse Cole, the founder of the Savannah Bananas. Just talk about the creative process, if you can, because I'm sure you don't want it to be too similar all the time, because every show has to be different.
So when people compare us to the Globetrotters, I'm like, we're completely different. The Globetrotters have the same show every night. Right. You know, here comes the slow motion. Here comes the confetti. And again, I respect them for 100 years. That's really amazing. But when people say we're a fad or it's going to die out, I'm like, you don't know how much time we put into creative. I mean, it is truly an obsession. We follow Saturday Night Live model. So we are pitching ideas all Monday, Tuesday. Then we do a table read that's going to happen at 4 o'clock in a little bit. And so that's for all six teams. We're doing table reads. We go over the ideas. If something pops up last minute, you know, we're going to do it. You know, the World Baseball Classic. Remember the handshake craziness that was happening?
Yeah.
The players
were
going in and they weren't handshaking?
Cal Raleigh and Rosarena,
The next night at the Superdome, we opened the game with our player going like this, shaking the head no, and then they went into a full routine and then a hug. And again, it's greatness. Like the ability to work quick. We were the first ones to do the Coldplay moment. We were actually at the show. The next day we had on the board. Remember the Phillies Karen, the woman that like took the ball from the kid? The next day we found a Grinch costume somewhere, and we put someone in a Grinch costume to take a ball from a kid and then set it up as a moment. You got to be able to work fast. You got to be able to keep putting those ideas. That's the difference. And when people say you're going to be done in a few years, I go, good luck. No one knows how much we put into the creative.
So Major League Baseball innovated a little bit this year with the automatic ball strike challenge system. Have you guys already done a take on that, or maybe like a parody of that, or is that in the works?
I mean, I'm going to eventually bring on a real robot. And he said, you robot umpire? I want a real robot umpiring our games.
Okay.
Like an actual, like a robot that comes out and just actually goes like this. Right now we have a wrestler. We bring in a lot of people from wrestling, but we have a wrestler who's a robot character, and he does it a little bit. But we'll have fun with that. Let's put it that way. But I love the innovation. But again, does it take away? Does it slow down the game? All these details.
Sure.
You got to think about everything. Everything has different causation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watch that. I'm like, all right, you're getting the strikes called, but does it cause other challenges? And that's what I look at as well.
And the rules of banana ball. You mentioned the 2 hour time limit.
Yeah.
There's no mound visits. There's no bunting.
Player bunts,
they get thrown out of the game. It's fast paced. Did you have any ideas for rules that just didn't pass when brought it up?
We get rules sent to us every single day.
Okay.
Yeah, people said every other inning run to third instead of, you know, and I'm like, that would cause some challenges. People say go to a home run derby instead of our showdowns, which I love our showdowns. Pitcher versus hitter, the hitter has to score. There's excitement towards that. No, I mean, there's lots of rules that we think about, but we just keep evolving. you know, I love fans catching a foul ball. You know, we've had fans catch six in a game. I mean, that changes the game. We've had a kid catch a foul ball to win the game, and the players lifted the kid up on their shoulders, brought him out on the field, and he's getting interviewed by the media. You make the fans the stars, and I love that. So, again, but mound visits, I don't know if anyone in the world's like, I hope they have a lot of mound visits tonight. I can't wait for the mound visits. You know what? Mound visits and walks. I hope there's about 3 to 10 walks tonight. I want to see a bunch of walks. And so the things that people hate, we try to eliminate.
Jesse, I'm curious. So you have the bananas roster. You've got the party animals, the tailgaters, the coconuts, the clowns. Am I missing anybody right now?
Yep, the firefighters,
Oh, the firefighters. That's right. Yep. So, okay, but what? How do you account for injuries? Because it is still a sport, and guys will get hurt. You guys have like
backflips and craziness.
I mean, I'm guessing you don't have like a minor league team for this for the bananas. Do you have like a pool of people you can turn to if
at first no one wanted to play for us? We have over 1,000 players that have reached out. We got a pool of double A, triple A guys constantly. But one thing I'm really proud of: a guy gets hurt, he stays with our roster the whole year. We pay him full, and he entertains and he creates fans. And so that is we're obsessed with that. And so we'll bring in new players, and we also have amazing women that have joined each of our teams. So each team has a we're about to make a big announcement for the Indianapolis Clowns tomorrow, but yeah, we have different women every, and they're stars. I mean, we have, they're actually very successful playing this week, and so yeah, it's something we think about constantly, bringing on more talent and more creative talent. And how they can do these. I mean, we brought Derek Klena, a Broadway star, A-list Broadway star, who's one of the best singers in the world. No questions asked. But he also played baseball at UCLA. He walked on playing the same roster with Trevor Bauer and Garrett Cole.
Oh, wow.
And so he'll pitch, but he'll also sing a Broadway musical number, and you'll be like, you got to be kidding me. That's exciting for me.
Do you guys have, like, a scouting department now? Because, I mean, people can make more money playing for the bananas than they can playing in the minor leagues. And it feels like a good high school baseball player, if he's not drafted high, it feels like a smart move would be to go play banana ball.
Well, and you're playing at sold out major league stadiums and football stadiums right away. Yeah, I mean, again, we don't look at competing against major league baseball. The way we look at it is, you know, if there's an opportunity that you feel like you would thrive in this. We've had some players that are entertainers. You know, they think about the juggling, the trick plays. They have either theater experience, and they're like, yeah, go our route, you'll be a star. One guy, KJ Jackson, he's got millions of followers, and he knew it for what? He's a theater. And he was a performer, and he's an unbelievable baseball player. He hit for the cycle the other day at Anaheim, at Angel Stadium. Like, tremendous player. He was built for this. So, yeah, I mean, we have Barry Alger's been with us for 10 years. He's constantly looking around for the most talented. Also, social connection. How can you create social connection? A lot of our guys, like I said, they have more followers than major league teams, which is crazy.
Jesse Cole, the Savannah Banana CEO and founder, joining us here on the Sweet Spot. And I'm curious about just, like, the whole economics of sport, because TV money drives college sports, and the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, all that. You guys are on YouTube primarily.
Yeah.
You've got some games on ESPN. How big of a temptation is it from some of these networks to go, hey, here's X amount of dollars, you could now have an even bigger budget than you already have?
We've been offered millions that we've turned
right.
down. It's right now 1% of our budget. And so, no, I mean, yeah, we could also charge ticket fees. We could also make our fans pay taxes, which everyone pays taxes when you buy a ticket or a shirt, but we don't do that. All we could have sponsorship, all of our stadium. We have zero ads in our stadium. We turn over $100 plus million we leave on the table every single year, but that we don't work for them. We don't work for sponsors. We don't work for TV. We work for our fans. And do our fans want all that? The question I usually say is probably not. And so we dabble. We experiment. And so I love ESPN. They're tremendous. We got 25-plus games. We got games on TNT. We got games on CW. We got games on Roku. But they're also non-exclusive, which many of these have never done until they have. But we get the numbers there. We also get the numbers on YouTube. So it's a win for us.
Do you think the banana ball style could work for other sports? Like, have you thought about expanding to football or basketball?
We get asked about softball and football and golf and tennis. And the banana ball style, if you just look at it, the fans' first style can work. If you truly put yourself in the fan's shoes and sit and watch a game of any type of sporting event and say, what are the boring parts? What are the slow parts? What are the parts that can be more exciting, more fun? How are the players, how can they be more interactive? What are the parts when we first show up, instead of just waiting for the national anthem, what else can they do? We have 72 things that happen just on the field before the game starts. Plus, we have a 2 o'clock show starts. So 2 o'clock, the players are greeting you when you come out. Then from 3 to 4:30, we have a show in front of the stadium, in front of 10, 15,000 fans. Then we do a march to greet the fans. Then they come in. Then we do 72 things the game starts. That's before we throw our first pitch.
Sounds exhausting.
it is, but it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
If you want to create fans, we have 4.2 million people on our wait list right now. That's how you create fans. You do things that other people won't do, and I get fired up about that. And so, yes, I think the fans first. If you truly put your fans first and are willing to throw away money and willing to say, you know what, this is best for the long term, Yeah, I think any sport can get a little bit better, and we still have a long way to go.
And you're great for baseball. I'm just curious, has Major League Baseball come to you and said, hey, thank you for helping invigorate a younger portion of our fan base?
You're crazy, and I appreciate that. We've had conversations. We work with all the stadiums. We've had numerous sold-out shows at the Major League stadiums, and we have a great relationship. They're very smart. Major League Baseball, they have some very smart people at what they're doing. Yeah, 600,000 less kids are playing Little League Baseball. That's a problem. That's a challenge, and we're working really hard to make that. And I love seeing my 7-year-old kid out in the front yard doing trick plays with a yellow banana ball. I believe there's going to be kids all over the world playing banana ball at some point. And I think that is good for the game because now Maverick, my son, he's watching Major League Baseball games in the World Series because he's intrigued. And so I think it all works together.
That's great.
That's the goal.
So you're 10 years in now. Was there an OMG moment, like a moment, oh, my gosh, I made it?
Oh, we haven't even close to made it, man.
Yeah, you said they're in the first inning still.
We aren't even close. I think we haven't arrived. We're constantly becoming. We're just getting started. And I believe that. And I think people have no idea what we're going to be able to do when we stay this obsession of the fans. So in 10 years, there'll be some moments to be like, whoa, that's crazy. I think that's where we're going.
What's your vision in 10 years from now?
Well, I've got a very I can't share it all right now. what I'll say is we'll be looking at Banana Ball International. We'll be looking at playing places people never imagined before. There'll be ideas of a theme park where we involve the teams. There'll be ideas of different ways of having original music and creativity in the shows and Broadway and immersive experiences. We're going to look at all the things that instead of spectator watching the game, how can you actually get more involved in the game? You just look at the future. Look at the things on how to involve the fans more, and that's what we're doing.
Jesse, thank you for inspiring people and helping the sport that we love. You're doing a great thing.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for the time. That is Jesse Cole, the founder and CEO of the Savannah Bananas. Banana Ball will be near you very soon.